wonderful Holy Spirit. We welcome your awesome presence in revealing your word to our hearts for this hour. Bring conviction, Holy Spirit, through your spoken word. Minister to every heart that will hear this message. And Father, I give you praise, glory, and honor for doing it now in Jesus' name. To the book of Genesis, chapter 3. We want to look at verses 12. And the man said, "The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat." Very unusual teaching. Who are you blaming for the choices you're making? Who are you blaming for the choices you are making? Very unusual teaching today, because in the book of Genesis, the third chapter, it deals with the serpent being more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord made. And he began to talk to the woman and say, "Yea, had God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden." And it goes down to say how something begins to happen. Because in Genesis chapter 2, God told Adam as well as Eve, the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat of it, for in the day that you eat thereof, you shall surely die." But in chapter 3, we see how the serpent is telling Eve in verse 3. The serpent tell Eve in chapter 3, verse 4, "You shall not die." But in chapter 2, God told Adam as well as Eve that you would die if you eat of the tree. The purpose of this lesson or this teaching is to bring to our attention how each one of us have the ability to choose. And too often in life, we can look at what other people are doing or what they're not doing in determining what we're going to do. Example, in Luke chapter 14, it spoke about a man given a great supper, and he invited many people. And he sent the servant at supper time to say to them that were invited, "Come, for all things are now ready." And the Bible says, and they all with one consent begin to make excuse. What's the point? Who are you blaming for the choices you're making? In our story in Genesis chapter 3, we see how the woman gave in to the serpent. And I want you to see something in Genesis 3. After Adam took from the tree, or took from the fruit his wife gave him, in verse 12 is our focal point. And the man said, he's talking to God, "The woman that you gave to be with me." In other words, I'm blaming her. In other words, I'm blaming you, Lord, because if you didn't give her to me, I wouldn't have ate of the tree. That sounds pretty good, huh? But it's not right. Who are you blaming for the choices you're making? Adam felt justified. Adam felt comfortable. Adam had no problem fixing his mouth to tell God what he told him. "The woman you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and that's why I did what I did." So you see the purpose of this lesson, who are you blaming for the choices you're making? God has given each one of us the ability to choose, to think, to know right from wrong. The Bible says, choose you this day who you will serve. And the reason why that's in the Bible is so that no human can stand before God and tell God, I did what I did because somebody made me do it. Or I didn't do this because so-and-so didn't do this. God don't want to hear none of that. Because what we are looking at in Genesis chapter 3, although Adam said to God, the woman you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree. But know something. Do you see anywhere in this verse where Eve had a tree branch that she made a sharp point on the end and had it sticking in Adam's neck, saying, you better eat this fruit, I'm going to puncture your neck? Do you ever see any scripture where Eve may have gotten some leaves or has something in her hand threatening Adam, forcing Adam, trying to bargain with Adam to take of the fruit that they both knew they wasn't supposed to touch? You don't see no scripture here where Adam is being forced by Eve to take of the fruit. Choice. Who are you blaming for the choices you're making? We're living in a society now where people are more or less justifying themselves because of what other people are doing. And you see in the law, the court of law, is kind of touchy because oftentimes things can happen that can trigger people off to do certain things. But what I'm saying here is oftentimes we can blame other people for things we're doing. I've heard many people have been through all kind of traumatizing things in their childhood, and oftentimes I'll hear people say, you're a product of your environment, which I don't agree with that, because I've known of people to come out of different predicaments and predicament locations, and yet they're not a product of the environment they came out of. It's a matter of choice. I know you're going to have a lot of different opinions about that, but you're welcome to stick to your opinion. But what I'm saying, I came out of a community that was notorious. It was dangerous. Yet I've seen people doing drugs, but I don't do drugs. I've seen people tote guns. I don't tote guns. And I've seen all kind of disastrous things happening in the community I came out of, and yet I'm not a product of what I came out from. What I'm saying is that I could have took the back door and started doing what I saw people doing and then felt justified. It, well, I see everybody doing it, so it's got to be right. Wrong. Who are you blaming for the choices you're making? Adam in our story is blaming the woman for him taking a fruit she offered him. Hear me real good, my friend, because you offer things in life doesn't mean you have to accept it. The fact that Adam took of the fruit that they both knew they wasn't supposed to touch, he felt like, well, I could just tell God, the woman you gave me, because first of all, I didn't ask you for this woman. And second of all, you had me to go to sleep when she was being mad, and a lot of stuff I still don't know about women right now. Men, we still sleeping. Amen, light bulbs. The man said to God, the woman you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree. Wait a minute, Adam. She didn't force you to take of it. She didn't threaten you to do it. She didn't give you bargains or going to deal with you. No. She just said, here, Adam, and you took it. Now, because you took it, you're blaming her for what you did. Who are you blaming, my friend, for the choices you're making? You're choosing to do all kind of things you know that's destroying your own life. Oftentimes, people can do things as they think, I'm going to get back at somebody, when in actuality, you're the only one being hurt. You're hurting yourself if you're using drugs, thinking I'm going to get at them, and you're getting drunk and you can barely stand up. Who you think you're hurting, my friend? You're only hurting yourself. So oftentimes people blame other people for choices they're making, when in actuality, you can't justify yourself in what you're doing based on what somebody else may have done. Yeah, I know society sometimes can pump out things and all people see is stuff and they want to be like what they see. But the final analysis, my friend, when we stand before God, we can't tell God, yeah, well, you might could tell him, but it ain't going to work. You see, because what Adam is saying to God, the woman you gave to be with me, she gave me and I did eat. This is the reason why I did what I did. Because if you didn't give me this woman, I wouldn't have done what I done. Is that the facts? Is that the truth? So Adam felt like, well, if you didn't give me this woman, I wouldn't have ate of the tree. Because see, she enticed me because the serpent enticed her. Regardless of what people are doing in this world, my friend, you're blaming people for what you're doing. Get this. You're still losing out. There are many people right now lost in hell because they blame somebody else for them not being right. Let me explain what I mean. Too often people will look at churches, they look at the religious arena, they look at preachers, they look at people that may be in the body of Christ. And notice, hear this good. Nobody's perfect in the body of Christ. But what I'm saying, oftentimes people look for reasons not to get right. So you're blaming other people for the choices you're making. Well, my mama did this, my daddy did that. And guess what, my friend? You're not the only one. I've come across many people that have been molested when they were children. They have been through all kind of things in life. But guess what? What happened to them in the earlier days, yeah, it may have affected them to a point, but they're going on with life. And they're not blaming other people for what they're doing. It's called taking responsibilities for your own actions. That's a sign of immaturity to a point. And yet I know that people are struggling with things in this world. But what God is telling Adam, or what Adam is telling God, the woman you gave to be with me. Adam stuck with that answer, but guess what? If you keep reading in Genesis, God responded to Adam's response. Okay, Adam, you took of the fruit that I told you not to touch because I gave you a woman to be your helpmeet. So because she did this, this is why you did this, right? Stay tuned for part two of who you're blaming for the choices you're making.